Okay, Mariana, why were you late today?
Professor Shea, I've been busy doing a new documentary that's all about AI and the kinds of stuff we talk about on Top Comment.
That sounds very exciting. So today on Top Comment, we're going to talk about mainly the White House Correspondents' Dinner assassination attempt, some of the conspiracy theories behind it, the MAGA line around it, and why the story may be deeper than everyone realizes on that.
Yeah, and speaking of conspiracy theories, we're going to be getting into a new breed of conspiracy theory that's going super viral about Lyme disease and ticks.
And we're going to talk about a new trend on TikTok where people are using AI to turn text messages from their ex into emo songs.
Yeah, which are actually really catchy.
Okay, so my social media has been flooded with these conspiracies about ticks. Yes, there is a rise in ticks. This is true. What people think is that these ticks have been released by the government, and there are three different reasons for this. One, because Pfizer is about to release a vaccine for Lyme's disease, so this is kind of like creating a need for that vaccine, which also ties into the kind of RFK promoted conspiracy theory that Lyme disease was created by the military during the Cold War, which isn't true because it's been around since the Ice Age.
They're using ticks as bioweapons. This is Plum Island, where they are genetically modifying ticks and other animals to release them upon us as bioweapons.
And the third one, and this fits so perfectly into the right-wing conspiracy wellness sphere slash manosphere, is that they're being released to make us allergic to meat.
And it's no surprise that Bill Gates is A, funding a lab-grown meat that does not affect alpha-gal, and B, he is funding research to create a vaccine for Lyme disease. So here he is again, creating the problem, creating the solution, and profiting on both ends.
Now, it is true that there has been a rise in a tick-borne infection that causes an allergy to meat. That is true.
But this is how this stuff always works, isn't it? There's something that's true, and then
Yeah.
the entirety of the rest of it
There's a
is.
lot of ticks. Some of them are making you allergic to meat. But the government isn't doing
And
that
it's true
to,
that the vaccine is a thing, right? This Lyme
and
disease.
Pfizer's coming
Yeah.
out with a Lyme disease vaccine.
Yeah.
Now, Lyme disease has always been a fertile ground for conspiracy theories, wellness conspiracy theories, because its symptoms are so wide-ranging. It just makes you feel like shit, basically. And it's very difficult to diagnose. So anyone who has felt like they have a series of unexplainable symptoms, there have been these snake oil salesmen who are saying, what you have is Lyme disease. It's a conspiracy. Here's the solution. Justin Bieber thought he had it at one point. You know, this is a re Lyme disease has always
Justin
been
Bieber, you'd get him in whenever you can. But I think that's a really important point, that this specific disease spawns a lot of misinformation on social media because of the unknowns and often difficulty in diagnosis, and then also because it can be really hard to live with, and it's not always super straightforward working out how to be treated. And a lot of people have complained about being taken seriously when they go to be diagnosed by medics and so on, which is where the wellness influencers you mentioned step in, both on the left and the right, to kind of
Yeah.
say, here's all the ways you can either diagnose yourself or treat your Lyme disease. And so it's not a huge jump in the world of health misinfo that the idea that a vaccine's going to be rolled out to deal with this would then trigger a load more conspiratorial,
Exactly.
baseless, and
And
evidence-free stuff.
now I'm seeing, on Instagram, farmers are finding boxes of ticks from the government, and it's a clearly AI
I
image of a
love
farmer with a
from the
box of ticks.
government as
Yeah.
well.
And I've seen people going in the woods and flicking ticks off them, being like, not today, government.
I know what I don't feel on my leg, Bill Gates. I've been outside for 5 seconds and I see a tick. Oh no, it's happening. It's here.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
But this is the thing, is like a lot of this content is, you'd think surely if this comes up on your feed, you wouldn't take it seriously.
No.
The problem is vaccines can have side effects. And when there's a new vaccine in particular and it's being rolled out, people don't always, there's still kind of data being gathered. And that's often where anti-vaccine activists start.
But the government isn't releasing boxes of ticks
Exactly.
onto your
because, but then,
farm
but then
to
it just
give
gets
you
completely
a meat
out of,
allergy.
yeah, and you might have people turning down a vaccine off the basis of like all of these TikToks, tick
Anyway,
content.
all of which is to say, just be careful next time you open TikTok, because you could be in for a tick shock.
Crickets.
Speaking of conspiracy theories, the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
When that broke that there had been an attempted shooting, we were actually all together because we'd been at Cast Fest. People can go and listen to the episode that we did from Cast Fest in the feed. But we were all together, and immediately I feel like we were like,
this is going to be
like, you, we could have, I think, have predicted every genre of content that was going to arise.
Except for the ballroom.
Yeah, true.
Because the White House Correspondents' Dinner is always held at the Washington Hilton. Because it is an event about press freedom, it isn't something that's held in the White House. But right after this happened, a bunch of MAGA influencer accounts began posting in unison, don't anyone question the need for a ballroom now.
And this is because Donald Trump has said he wants to build this ballroom.
Yes.
And it's like one of his sort of legacy projects.
Yeah. The interesting thing here is the speed and the unity of this right-wing message about the ballroom. And
from MAGA influencers with reach.
Exactly. And the timeline of this is interesting. The news of the shooting broke out at around 9 p.m. The shooter was announced to be in custody around 9:55 p.m. 10:30 p.m., Trump goes on C-SPAN and starts saying, we really need this ballroom. The military are demanding this ballroom. It's very secure, etc. Now, throughout that whole time period from 9 to 10:30 p.m., so many different right-wing accounts, popular right-wing influencers on Twitter and elsewhere were talking about the ballroom. It seemed coordinated, and we have no evidence to suggest that they are, but Ashley St. Clair, a former conservative influencer, said that a lot of these right-wing influencer accounts, these MAGA accounts, are in a chat group called Fight, Fight, Fight with members of the administration, which could indicate that there is some coordination going on around this this ballroom message.
So last week, I told you guys that all of MAGA is paid and they coordinate their messaging in lockstep via group chats. And what do you know? All of these people came to the conclusion that after they saw what happened at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, their first thought was all independently, Trump needs his ballroom. If we are to stipulate that these people are not coordinated, the statistical likelihood of this happening, that they all came to the same conclusion, not probable. Okay.
This is what's so hard, I often think about when we're investigating, particularly kind of coordination or allegations of coordination on social media, because ultimately, if you're one of the accounts that is in, say, an alleged group that exists, like, you're not going to then be like, yeah, cool, yeah, we're in this group and we organize ourselves. So you're basically reliant on someone who's in that group deciding to share around a screen grab and it being verified and it getting in the right hands. And the irony here as well is that the whole point of this White House Correspondents' Dinner is that the president isn't hosting it. Like, the president is the guest. So ultimately, the White House wouldn't be hosting it anyway.
This is an event about press freedom. This is why they have it in the Washington Hilton, because it's you can't have the White House control it. And there's like 3,000 journalists there. The ballroom can only fit around 600 people.
There are loads of reasons why these kinds of events, particularly attempted assassinations, because there have been several now in the time just before Donald Trump got elected this time around and now afterwards. But one of the reasons why they spawn so much conspiratorial content and disinformation is because of some of how Donald Trump reacts to this stuff. It's like the fact that he so quickly comes out and says, right, let's talk about the ballroom. It's not dissimilar to, in a different way, but when he was shot at in Butler, Pennsylvania before the election and he stood up and put his arm in the air and said, fight, fight, fight. And people almost can't believe that, like, his reaction to that kind of event, he's either so quick to kind of politically strategize and be like, right, what am I going to do? Or he manages to kind of sort of like make lemonade out of lemons type approach. And I think that a lot of people online will then seize on that as like, this is abnormal. This makes me think it's not real or it's staged because of how he's responding. When actually, if you look at Donald Trump as a politician and a president,
This is what he does.
Yeah. It's like his whole MO. In fact, it would be more bizarre if he wasn't doing this kind of thing. This is not the first time that there have been accusations that Donald Trump's team, the administration, are coordinating with pro-MAGA social media accounts that have built really big followings. If you were in Donald Trump's administration or any political like team nowadays, that would be a method that you'd consider, like messaging them, saying, right, well, we want to put a message out there, or we want to create a certain vibe or whatever. The issue here is that there's not a level of transparency, right? A lot of them don't claim to be connected in any way to the administration or having conversations with the administration and claim to be completely independent.
They also do have access to a suspiciously large scale of accounts. I mean, lots of the pro-Trump MAGA accounts have been shown to be based outside of the US. Lots of them are in Asia, and lots of them have been shown to be AI as well.
I think it is worth saying that actually one of the reasons why Donald Trump ran successful election campaigns, both when he got elected in 2016 and then this time around, is because he was incredibly good at encouraging like these grassroots accounts. And so his team have always been very adept at how do we use genuine accounts. But then some of that is muddied with other accusations of influence operations at play here, and how does the president choose to or not choose to interact with that stuff, all of which is actually really hard to evidence.
Although, you know, one of the first accounts to post about the ballroom was Mike Cernovich, who was very involved in Trump's first campaign in orchestrating all of the crazy right-wing online Twitter and social media accounts to come out in support of Trump.